The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. And just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
First, I would like to explain why I am only one-handed and also to avoid like 100 questions after Mass, Father, what happened? To be very short, usually I walk my dog. This time, my dog walked me. And the result is that broken hand. But the parish staff and parishioners, they took very good care of me. And I'm okay, a little bit in pain, but I'm okay. I can say that if you plan to break your hand or your leg, it is the best way to do this. But on the other hand, we don't have money to pay you liability. Definitely not. No. I'm okay for this next few weeks. I will use only my left hand. And now to today's readings. And when we take these readings as one liturgy of the world, we can find different topics that probably we should think, we should talk, we should meditate after reading these readings. One of them is what God tells us, that we need to ask whatever we need, and it will be given to us. Second topic can be that we need to ask boldly. And probably the third big topic that we can talk today is that we should be part of this big plant, this big vid. We should be this one of these branches, and we need to be part. Let me tell about a woman who asked boldly. Her bold request came in the middle of her personal crisis. She was pregnant with her second child, but it seemed that the baby had come in the worst moment of her life. Her finances were terrible, and communication with the baby's father even worse. She was seriously considering an abortion. However, she remembered seeing someone wearing the precious feet pin. It represents the feet of the child at 10 weeks of gestation, about a third of an inch long pattern with perfectly formed miniature toes. She reflected that her baby probably had such feet, and she decided to have this child in spite of all difficulties. And difficulties did come. Several months later, the doctor told her that she had a condition that is very dangerous, not only for the baby, but also for her. But God never sends the test without also giving grace to it. That evening, the young mother began to pray. God inspired her to speak to her unborn child, placing her hand above her womb. She said she was sorry for even considering an abortion, for her initial reaction, and that now she is very thankful for this beautiful gift and would do all she can to protect and to take care of her little one. On the next visit, the doctor said that everything is okay. Everything is perfect. And the baby and the mother, they are in good condition. This is a true story. It illustrates the power of prayer. We are asked to ask boldly, to pray very openly, to ask for whatever we need, and it will be done for us. That story also illustrates why bold prayer has such power. We can see in the mother and her unborn child an intimate union, not only physical, but also emotional and spiritual. In fact, on this earth, there is no stronger bond, more intimate than that of mother and their child growing within her. Nevertheless, we also need to think about our relationship with God. We as baptized Christians, you and I, we have this bond also with our Savior Jesus Christ. Like the mother who nourishes the unborn child with her own blood, Jesus sustains us with his blood. I am the vine, you are the branches. Let me make a comparison. Suppose that Bill Gates, very wealthy man, said to me, "I like it. You can ask for whatever you want, and I will give it to you." If I were smart, I don't think I would ask for part of his fortune, $100 million, it's not better to say, Bill, could you make me a member of your family? If he considered me his son or brother, I could propose any project or need to him. It is the same with our relationship with God. We want, we need, we must be part of his family. Because in this case, whatever project we have, whatever request we have, it will be given to us. Let us pray today that we can understand that to pray, to ask boldly, it is what God expects from us. Whatever you will ask, it will be given to you.